Well, Burley is coming to life. It's day two of the Burley International Horse Trials, the Land Rover Burley International Horse Trials, and of course the star of the show this year, quite clearly, as we've designated her as a celebrity reporter who's joining us for a couple of hours at least, as far as we're wandering around, is of course our legendary entrepreneur extraordinaire. That would be Eve Thomas. Eve, good to see you as ever.
Good morning, Alex.
Even though I must admit, I didn't recognise you initially, you didn't recognise me, so where are we, where are we going? It's almost as though a year ago didn't happen, isn't it?
It does feel like a long time ago now, doesn't it? A lot's changed.
Well, yes, and the stand, of course, continues to be as wonderful as ever. Your mum's obviously doing fantastic business behind there, so great stuff there. The other side of the Victoria piece there, so great stuff there.
Yes, I've got my brother up here as well today, so team effort today.
Absolutely. And of course, you're positioned within the rural crafts area here at Burley. So you've moved your location slightly, but in terms of footfall, how did day one go?
It was brilliant yesterday. It was a record day of sales for us yesterday, so off to a good start. So hopefully more of the same today.
See, this is what happens when you have the power of the media on your side, etc. So, Eve, we've got a few sort of folk lined up, hopefully, to have a chat with, including, obviously, one of the event directors, Liz Inman, over at the press area, a few other sort of folk as well. We'll probably touch base with a whole heap of folk from the country living area. Any particular person you'd like to interview today whilst we sort of wander around in a couple of hours you're with us?
I've got to be honest, I don't really know much about the horse world, so anything.
Excellent. So you and me both, Eddie.
No, I wouldn't know them if they walk right past me, unfortunately, so yeah, I'm quite open-minded today.
That's excellent stuff. And of course, you'll be heading off to Birmingham later today to prep for the NEC arena, is that right?
Yeah, that's where we're going to set up the Autumn Fair trade show in Hall 3. We've got a stand in there, so that's what me and my brother are going there. We've got the van loaded, so we're off this morning.
It's all go in the eVictoria world of eVictoria candles and, of course, bespoke scenarios. Somebody actually yesterday, one of our listeners actually sent in a question for your good self. In fact, it was an interesting one that came up, which was too late, but you left us by the time we actually received it. In terms of actually making the candles, it's not necessarily traditional wax that you actually use, is it?
It's soy wax that we use. I think traditionally it's paraffin or like beeswax, that's the traditional, but no, we go for soy wax, and it's a cleaner burn, and also we get a better scent throw from it, and it's a natural product, so it's good enough for us.
And I think that's exactly what the caller was actually wanted to say. Eve, right, we're about ready to actually go. We'll take a few photographs here and then start off our audio promenade. Welcome to the team. I say welcome to the team. A couple of my other colleagues, sadly, they've had to sort of step away from today, but illness has sort of struck them down, but we'll get through it, I'm sure.
I'm fine.
Well, we've started our little audio promenade here and clearly impressed by the Nantwich Cheese Festival and a variety of other things, including, of course, the Festival of Cheese at the Great Yorkshire Show earlier this year. And, of course, as I like to say, it's Covent Garden's finest. We're with Neil's Yard, and from Neil's Yard, this week we're speaking to you.
My name's Jared.
Jared, OK, now you're setting up here from that sort of point of view. Just talk us through what you're doing at this particular moment.
Right now, while we're just getting the cheese out of the van and ready for sale. So we're going to have to open up a lot of cheese. So this cheddar, for example, is a cloth-bound cheddar. We have to cut through the cloth, cut through the cheese, break it down from a whole 23-kilo cheese into a piece that we can then take a slice off.
In terms of actually setting up this whole thing, I mean, it looks as though it's a bit of a military operation. I mean, pretty much, do you have everything timetabled and locked into place? So when you do an event like Burley, obviously everything is covered to the finest area.
There is a lot of planning involved, yeah, and we don't want to get all the way out to
Burley.
Or
the event.
That's right, and find that we haven't got enough
cheese
or knives or cheese, actually. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, there is a lot of planning involved.
I'll just bring in my colleague for a moment here. Eve, if I could just borrow you for 1 second, if that's okay. In the middle of, this is Eve's very first interview. She's also an exhibitor here with the fabulous Eve Thomas scenarios. Eve, chance to ask Jared here anything you like about cheese.
What's your bestseller?
That's a good question. Yesterday was a great day, and I think maybe by a whisker, it was probably Stitchleton. That's a raw cow's milk cheese made on the Welbeck Estate in Nottinghamshire. Very, very popular yesterday.
That sounds very nice.
Would you like to try some?
Go on, Eve. Why this is not? This is part of your duty as a role here.
I was going to say perks of the job.
Always essential from that point of view. Whilst we're actually working through this, I was actually right. Neil's Yard, originally based in Covent Garden. Is that right, Jared?
That's right. The business started in the yard in Covent Garden.
In fact, I was at Covent Garden just literally last Friday and was sort of stepping through that. This is going to be the moment where we're there.
I've never eaten blue cheese before.
Just take a little bit off that.
It's going to be crucial in every sense of the word here. Eve Thomas having our first official line here. We have sort of you can almost cut the atmosphere with a knife. It's truly wonderful. Eve, the
it
thought
tastes,
is?
Tastes a lot nicer than it smells. It does taste really, really good.
That's good news.
It's quote of the day as well. Jared, fantastic stuff. If people are actually listening to this, they want to get in touch with Neil's Yard online, they can't get down to Covent Garden, is there a website?
There is a website, www.neilsyarddairy.co.uk.
As ever, absolutely brilliant. I'm sure that business will be brisk and very sort of positive today. We'll leave you with the rest of the guys to get on with the whole thing.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
So from cheese to a newbie, even somebody that you've already encountered before, it would seem.
Yeah, we literally just met 5 minutes ago, so this lady was telling me all about her new business.
And she was actually following me into the Burley Horse Trials this very morning, not in a scary, stalkerish way, but of course the lady in question is...
Elizabeth McGuinness, Irish by birth, but back from New Zealand with Kiwi Country Clothing.
Well, fantastic stuff, and obviously the surname itself carries with it sort of Tales of the Emerald Isle crossed over to New Zealand. Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We were speaking earlier and featuring actually a Nuffield scholar from New Zealand who was investigating sheep dairy work in the UK, because there's a big sheep dairy sign in New Zealand as well. But obviously, from your own point of view, just share with us what you're doing with respect to the clothing side of things here at Burley.
Okay, the premise of my business is very straightforward. We are... the best company in the UK and Ireland to keep you very warm and very dry in wet and cold weather. All of our product has to be a natural fabric, be it cotton, silk, fur, and merino wool, of course. And the unique aspect of my business is we hand make equestrian underwear called Fanny and Freddie Adams. We make them one piece at a time down in Nelson in New Zealand, and they're the most luxurious, gorgeous undergarment. Originally designed for equestrian, which anybody can wear, the most comfortable pant in the world.
Well, I never, I think, in my years of doing these kind of things, and I'm sure some of my students will be sort of quite amused to find a feature on Fanny and Freddie undergarments. Eve, I think you're the expert in terms of this sort of side of things. So, have you questions for yourself?
How on earth did you get started making a business like this?
Well, I'm formerly a secondary school teacher, and I was in the world of food in New Zealand, and I suffered the cold very badly, and I was finding all these amazing garments that actually work very, very well in cold and wet weather. And I decided to put a combination of the best of New Zealand and bring it to Ireland. And at Horse of the Year in 2012, I met this lady called Antonia Adams, who had a queue of people like a half a mile long queuing up to buy her underwear. And she doesn't sell outside of New Zealand. She doesn't make on behalf for anybody else. But I encouraged her that it would be a very good idea if we started supplying in England and Ireland. So anyway, 2 years later, here am I, my first time in Burley. Absolutely staggered. The event is just so prestigious. It's so wonderful. Love being here. But the underwear are absolutely flying. Not quite off.
No, I'm not going to make any comment whatsoever on this one. Quite clearly, yeah. Playing it straight all the way.
Yeah, and you don't need to ride a horse to wear them. I'm actually...
Steady.
If I lift my dress...
I'm sure,
if I
yes,
lift my
yes,
dress,
yes, yes.
Well, I shall show you.
Well. Outrageous. This is
gorgeous.
A first.
Yes, no. Fabulous underwear. We also sell a lot of clothing for diabetes and Raynaud's, and then we dress farmers and equestrian to a very, very high standard. So we're a little bit different, quite unique, and very high performance gear. So come and see us at the Horse Village if you're visiting.
Eve, last year, of course, it was your very first event at Burley, of course, and looking through that, and a year later you've signed up as a regular sort of broadcaster with us at Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM. Plus, of course, you heard your business is going from strength to strength. But what advice would you give this young lady here in terms of the sort of first event here at Burley?
It's just so much to take in, but every year you've got to come back. So the number of repeat customers I've had this year is just literally taking me aback. So you'll have a really good year this year, but the year after it'll just be literally beyond all expectations. It's just amazing.
We might even actually make you a semi-regular correspondent as far as our audio packages are concerned on Siren FM.
Oh, well, I will always something of interest for the listeners.
Yeah, well, you suddenly actually sort of have gone in the record books as the first person ever to actually sort of expose their underwear to me whilst doing the interview, which is fantastic, you know?
And a funny old thing, and the guys at the Royal Welsh, I sold out of all my male underwear, and I'd say there wasn't one rider among them, because they like coming in because they think they're getting a free fitting. Well, which they do, of course, but there's very good fun attached to purchasing my underwear.
Absolutely, and indeed the sort of design alone was sort of still left me sort of stunned in terms of what. It's a lovely sort of package there. Web address. If people are actually listening to this online, which they probably are, what's the best way to actually get in touch with you?
We're online business. It's overnight delivery to the UK. www.kiwicountryclothing.co.uk.
Eve, we've actually sort of encountered somebody now who has become pretty much a legend when it comes to the matter of hats, and also when it comes to, obviously, the country living stand. We saw Brooks earlier. Of course, you'd encountered Brooks with his red trousers this morning.
Oh, yeah, I met Brooks a couple of times, so eccentric as ever.
Exactly. And when we talk about eccentric, obviously, there are levels and degrees of eccentricity, and it may be said, just maybe, that perhaps Johnny Birdsall is just a little bit left of centre. I don't know. Johnny, what do you think?
Well, you could say that, but that's just how I roll.
Exactly. We're at the Johnny Beardsall stand, of course. You've got your wife here, the delightful...
Lovely Janie, yeah.
Hello, Janie. I was going to walk right across the whole sort of corridor. I was going to say, we'll move across this corridor here. It's like a traffic control. Janie, how are you keeping?
I'm very well, thank you.
You must be very proud of your daughter doing all sorts of things and graduating as well this year.
Yeah, I'm really proud of Hebe.
Last year, of course, she was doing a whole heap of other things with us when we commandeered her. I don't know if you caught any of her pieces for that.
I didn't catch that. Sorry.
Well, they're online. You can still work through that. Obviously, Johnny's... in full central routine here, but how's it been going so far? I mean, this is day two, obviously, of the 2014 Land Rover Burley Horse Trials.
It's been going really well. We've had so much interest and lots of sales, so it's fantastic. Yeah, and Johnny keeps coming up with new ideas and new creations. He's so creative. Yeah.
As we mentioned, one of the things with Eve Thomas or her stand, which is based at the other side of the ground, so it's not within that, but they're in the rural cross routine, is the joys of wonderful candles and scented magic and various other bits and pieces. Clearly, you'd have to be concerned about the fire risk with respect to candles and hats, but I'm just thinking there might be a partnership there.
Between candles and hats.
Yeah, I'm just sort of thinking. I'm going to put it to Johnny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they're colourful and unusual, absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
Just motor along back to this, and move from one side to the other. We're just suggesting with your wife a possible partnership between candles and hats, Johnny.
Yeah, I can never rule out anything. Yeah, there could be a bit of a squeak there. Yeah.
Questions from yourself, Eve?
Ooh. Gosh.
Before we actually come to you as one of the models, which we obviously will be trying various hats on in a few moments, I'm not sure if you're ready for this, but it will be happening, won't it, Johnny?
Yes, of course. I mean, it has to be expected.
I can see you've got Bazaar, Harper's Bazaar, up on your stand. Have you had any celebrity customers?
I have to say, I couldn't possibly tell you.
It's very true, you see. It's like all sort of good sort of scenarios for that part of you. And, of course, there is your daughter who's doing... How is the number one child these days?
She's off to South America for 3 months, so she's a resting actress at the moment. But she'll be back in December and hit the ground running, we hope. She just finished a run at the Edinburgh Festival.
Which I'm sure went very well. I'm just going to sense are we blocking the way here, or shall we sort of move in? I was just sort of working through that, because I mean, I'd hate sort of Brooks to work through it. I always feel sort of a little cosy. Janie, I love the stand here. I mean, I see this constantly, but this hussar thing, because of course Johnny is indeed ex-army.
Johnny is ex-army, so he loves to pick up 14th, he was 14th 20th, so he loves to pick up 14th 20th memorabilia. So yeah, so the rug we have here is one of those things. So he's quite military inspired by many of the creations. Got a lovely military inspired hat, that one over there, which Johnny would love to tell you about, I'm sure. But it's inspired by. Military.
Absolutely. No, it's wonderful in every sense of the word. As we sort of move on, and it's a very important day, because obviously as we are here at Burley, Barack Obama is in Newport, so it's all connecting the Welsh things together, and the line comes through on that sort of basis. But in terms of design, last year I seem to recall actually we had one or two challenges with the shelves, but all's well with that.
All's well with the shelves, yeah. They're really, really secure and fantastic. Yeah, no, not a problem there.
And in terms of obviously the event itself, is it? I mean, obviously day two is always an interesting one, because it's dressage. People have a chance to actually wander through the whole thing. Tomorrow's cross country, where obviously footfall increases markedly. How's it been so far?
Well, it's been really good, and I think Thursday and Friday, the first 2 days, which are dressage days, are good days for shopping. And Saturday and Sunday, you get more sort of families coming for the cross country and show jumping. So these 2 days, yesterday and today, are the real shopping days.
Fantastic. Let's move back to Eve, because I gather from just catching some of that, you found a bonding with Hay on Wye and various other things. Is this correct?
Yeah, so we're opening our shop in Hay on Wye at the end of the month. So I think everyone's heard of it.
Well, I think you give another plug. It is
eVictoria Candles and Hay on Wye.
There we are. So marvellous stuff there. And your connection, Johnny, with Hay on Wye, is it just because of a place you'd like to visit?
I just like going there, yeah. You know, it's a lovely place that sort of fits into my mojo. I love it.
It's the constant perfectionist approach that I'm always impressed with your good self, Johnny, in terms of, as we've been conducting these interviews, you've been busily sort of sorting out each sort of fine-tuning thing. Just share with the listener, what are you doing at present, Johnny?
Well, I'm just stitching on a feather to the front of this silver fox fur hat.
Which makes perfect
which
sense.
Is fantastic.
Earlier this reporting day, we actually sort of had an Irish soul from New Zealand, Mrs. McGuinness, who showed us her underwear. I'm still recovering from that, Eve. I don't know quite where she was going at all with respect to that. She is an underwear specialist. It's not just a standard thing, but it's just one of those strange and bizarre setups from that point of view. But Eve, questions from yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
And she won't ask you to show you her underwear, or your underwear, or any underwear, really, for that part. I don't know where we started on this.
Oh, my goodness sake. Well, like the feathers and the fabrics, like what material are they? Like what animal are they from?
Well, this is a silver fox that was hopping around, maybe
just waiting to be made into a hat.
30 years ago, it's made from a fur coat, so it died horribly, but a long time ago.
And it's that actually recycling of material that is really critical to the whole thing, because it's not as though people listening to that say, what, you've taken a real-life fox and put it in? No, these are things which have actually already been in existence. They've worked through that, and you give them another life.
So it's another life for them, which is really admirable, I'm sure. Yeah.
Very Zen Buddhist approach to the whole thing, I sense. Eve, we were talking about design, and clearly earlier this morning we were waiting for the electricity to come on with respect to eVictoria candles. They'll be glowing perfectly now in all sorts of ways. Mind you, there is something ironic about waiting for the electricity when you're actually promoting candles, but that's by the by. Design is obviously critical. Any questions for Jenny here about the design of the stand?
Okay, I think I need to take tips from you. This looks fab. It's really, it's funky, it's modern, but it's so traditional. I love it. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, no, it's a great design. Johnny is the brains behind it, and
he has the vision, does he?
He has the vision, and he's just so artistic. And
were there times, Janie, in all honesty, a few years ago, before the tremendous success of obviously the companies who were developed and all the rest of its pieces, where you thought, you must be mad, what's happening here?
I would have thought that, but I think this is very typical of him. He's always just done whatever, and I'm quite relaxed about that. I'm really happy to get along with it. Yeah.
Eve, we've shared with the listener obviously your own passage from graduate in law to decide to set up your own business, working with your mum and setting up all sorts of things. Do you have a similar sort of thing where you sort of sometimes you feel the relatives just think you must be insane?
No, it's. I've never regretted it. So me and my mum have points of difference, and we have artistic directions we want to pursue. But no, we agree on the whole on most things, and no, it's the best thing I've ever done still.
And of course, Eve is off to Birmingham for day two tomorrow of the NEC, so exciting things there, leaving her mum in charge of the stand.
Fantastic. That's really exciting. So you're going to Birmingham. It's a trade fair.
Autumn fair we're exhibiting at tomorrow, so hoping to get lots of new stockets for our product. Hopefully.
That's already moved into John Lewis, amongst other things, so great news there.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's the best shop to be in.
In fact, Janie, do you want to ask Eve any questions about life, the universe, and various other bits and pieces?
How long have you been going?
This is our second year. So I've been in John Lewis since February. And yeah, it's our second year of trading now. So it's our second Burley.
That's a fantastic breakthrough to get into John Lewis.
Yeah, it happened a lot quicker than I think we thought it would, so it did snowball initially.
I must look at your candles, because they're obviously really different and really special.
I think so. I say I love them, and I love all the fragrances, and hope we're bringing two new fragrances out now for limited edition Christmas, and new products are being launched now this weekend, so lots of new things.
Oh, wow, that's so exciting.
And that's just part of the family of interviewees we bring together on Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM. You're listening to the on-location audio postcard from Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM with the Midweek Drive, with Eve Thomas and, of course, Janie from the fabulous Johnny Birdsall Company at the Country Living Stand at Burley 2014.